It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody flip. Give the ball. Up and over.
Court, Brian Smith, baseline, 8-footer, in and out, we're good. Oh, my goodness, they put it down by corner. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Abbeville, Alabama, a one-handed slam.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 35, 40, there goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown.
Reach in down. Ball loose on the deck. Throws it back out. Harper gets it. Harper down the floor. Harper shovels it to Brown for three. Yeah!
I tell you, you ain't going to run get any popcorn if we keep this up.
I knew we could be competitive in men's basketball at Auburn. I didn't think the championships were necessarily in the cards. Auburn's a special place. I had a special team.
Bryce eyes the bucket. Spins it up. In and out, no. Rebound. Washington saved it. But Brown is there for three in the corner.
Some defense now.
We've come a long way, and just grateful for the opportunity. Understand that if it wasn't for Auburn bringing me to be their basketball coach, I never would have had the opportunity to realize, obviously, one of my goals as a college coach is to get to the Final Four.
That does it. History has been made. The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever,
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Wiltu, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, live from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
And welcome into the show, everybody. Glad you're with us on Tiger Talk Overtime. And glad you're with us here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Hope you'll come out and join us tonight for all the great food here, the great beverages and sides to go along with your wings. And, of course, the ball game Saturday at 1 o'clock. So if you're looking for lunch, the Voodoo Wing Company is the place to be for all of your tailgating needs for the Auburn Tigers. Come on out and see them. Great people and great food, and also great viewing on the big screens here at the Voodoo Wing Company. All the games are on the big screen, and the great food to go along with it. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking, of course, Auburn basketball. Since we last left you last week, the Auburn Tigers are number one in the AP poll for the first time in school history. The coaches poll still has Auburn number two. A very, very close call Tuesday night at Missouri. It's a tough place to play. The Tigers were a little off shooting-wise, but they got out of Missouri with a victory. And it's on to the SEC Big 12 Challenge this weekend against the Oklahoma Sooners back at home at Auburn Arena. It'll be retro day in Auburn, and they will honor Coach Sonny Smith with a banner. We'll talk with Coach Smith a little bit later on, as we often do in the show. But Coach Pearl talked about this Oklahoma Sooners club and the tough schedule that they have played this season, starting way back at the last part of November.
Where they traveled to Central Florida and beat a really good Central Florida team at Central Florida, and then they beat Florida. Lost to Butler in overtime, beat Arkansas, so they're 2-0 against the SEC. A UT Arlington Alcorn game, then they start their league play, and they beat Kansas State. Then they lose close at Baylor. Then they beat Iowa State. Then they lose at Texas, and then they lose in overtime at TCU. They lose to Kansas and Baylor close, and they just beat West Virginia. I mean, you talk about since the end of November, as tough a schedule as I've seen. And yet, they're 13-7. They're receiving votes for being a top 25. And they're probably a win away from the number one team in the country, away from being right there on the bubble or being NCAA tournament team. So this is a really good team and a really good matchup. That said, I do think it's probably good for both teams to step out of conference and, you know, play somebody that doesn't play them twice a year every year.
It will be fun for both teams to get out of conference, a little bit of a breather, but no doubt about it, a very tough game this weekend. It should be against the Oklahoma Sooners. As I mentioned a minute ago, Coach Sonny Smith will be honored this weekend with a banner in Auburn Arena, very well deserved and probably a long time coming. He had some of the great teams in the 1980s that went to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight in 1985 and 86. He's really been an instrumental part of Auburn basketball ever since then. And earlier today, I had the chance to ask Coach Bruce Pearl about Coach Sonny Smith. Just wondering if you could talk about Coach Smith and his banner and your relationship. And I know you were young, but do you remember anything about his teams and their run in the 80s?
Well, I do. I'm going to tell you a story. I don't know if you guys have ever had this, but 1995, I was in Southern Indiana. We had won the national championship, and you're trying to develop the program, so on and so forth. I decided we were going to host a coaching clinic. And so we had Charlie Spoonhour from St. Louis and Sonny Smith. And I don't remember if, and we can look this up, 95, 96. My guess is by now, Sonny may have been at VCU at that point. But, you know, we all knew Sonny from Auburn. And you talk about two great clinicians, two comedians that just had all the coaches there in stitches. I don't think I was paying very much at Southern Indiana or could afford to pay very much for coaches to come clinic. Probably paid for their transportation and a hotel and a little Christmas cash, but not much. But it took men and teachers and ambassadors of the game like Charlie Spoonhour and Sonny Smith to come to Division II Southern Indiana and Evansville, Indiana to coach coaches. You know, Sonny coached some of the greatest players to ever play here and had as good a run here as anybody. You know, I think Cliff Ellis's run and Sonny's run and what we're getting started have been good times in Auburn basketball history. And I think the last thing is Sonny and I have a great relationship. I enjoy him. I think he enjoys coming to practice. And he's been a real important messenger for us because he's seen us in practice. He's seen what we've tried to do.
And the thoughts of Coach Bruce Pearl today at his press conference, and it is going to be a special, special weekend, a special Saturday on the Plains at Auburn Arena with the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And, of course, as you heard there, the unveiling of the banner for Coach Sonny Smith. And the coach himself joins us on the line right now. Coach Sonny Smith is with us here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Coach, good evening. Great to have you with us again here on the show.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
I know I read some comments, Coach, about your thoughts about Saturday. It's going to be quite a day, isn't it?
Well, for me, it is. It's a great thing for them to go that far as to put your name up in the rafters. And it's a great thing for me because all my kids, my grandkids and everybody are coming. And they get a chance to see it. It'll probably be something that I'll remember the rest of my life. Auburn's been good to me, and for them to do that, it's just special. It really is. And Auburn's a special place, and I'm glad that they look at me in that way.
Yep, it's going to be great. We want to talk some more Auburn basketball with you, of course, and reminisce a little bit tonight about your years at Auburn, which were my years at Auburn also. So we're going to do that, and we're going to open the phone lines if people want to call in. 343-0106 is our phone number here tonight at the Voodoo Wing Company. Phone lines are open if you'd like to get in a question or so. Coach, hang with us through the break, and we will continue to talk some Auburn basketball. A lot of things out there today as far as Coach Pearl, maybe a new contract, maybe a new practice facility, as we talked earlier. And, of course, the big game coming up Saturday against the Oklahoma Sooners as the Tigers try to remain number one in the country. We'll be back with more of Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night. Glad you're with us. Back with more of the show and Coach Sonny Smith right after this.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, everybody, at the Voodoo Wing Company here on Old Shell. A good crowd here tonight. Lots of basketball in the air and on the big screens tonight. And we're glad you're with us. Our phone lines are open, 343-0106, as we're talking some college basketball right now. We'll talk a little Auburn golf in just a few minutes. But right now I want to get back to our very special guest, Coach Sonny Smith, former coach of the Auburn Tigers. And, Coach, you started to talk about this weekend. I didn't want to cut you off. I know it's a big weekend for your friends and family and also the former players that will be back for the ceremony on Saturday. And that's going to be really special. I know you see those guys every once in a while, but it'll be special to have them back kind of as a group Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be special. I've heard from three or four of them today already, and they're going to be here, and that's going to be a great thing. And it's a great thing for the family all to be in to see that too. And I'm grateful that Auburn thinks that much of me to do that type of thing.
Take me back a little bit to the 80s. I know you got there a little bit before that in the late 1970s, but for people that don't remember, there were some pretty good times, as Coach Pearl mentioned today at the press conference. I asked him about if he remembered, you know, your teams back in the 1980s, but a tournament appearance in 84, a Sweet 16 in 85, and an Elite Eight appearance in 1986. That was a pretty good run there.
We had a good run. When we got there, we were on probation for a short period of time. I can't remember what it was about, but it hurt us in recruiting a little bit. So we decided that we would stay close in Alabama and Georgia and try to come in with players, even if we weren't getting the top players. Well, by ratings, we didn't get the top, but we came close. And those guys turned into a really good team by the end of the season. So we made our recruiting grounds made up of Alabama players and Georgia players. We go outside every once in a while, but it worked real well over an 11-year period. So I'm tickled, and I'm just tickled to death that they're doing what they're doing for me.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great time in Auburn basketball, and I was glad I was there to see most of it in person. I was thinking, and Coach Pearl mentioned, I was thinking about all the great players that you coached during that time. I know you can't name them all, but and I couldn't help but think of Chuck Person, and he was a big part of that Sweet 16 and that Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. And after all that's going on in the past few years, I think it's time for him to be reunited with the Auburn basketball family and basketball team. What do you think?
Nothing would make me more happy to see that happen, because he was such a big part of getting this thing going for us. He was in a small school in Alabama, Brantley, Alabama. And he was totally sold on the University of Tennessee. I'm going to tell you this because it was interesting about the way things were back in that day. He wanted to go to Tennessee, was fully committed to going to Tennessee, but his mother was more of a football fan than she was a basketball fan. She didn't think Tennessee football was very good, but she thought basketball at Auburn could be real good because she could come see her son play. Well, we were going to lose him to Tennessee, and all of a sudden, I said, I got to take me a football coach in there and let her talk to the mother, and maybe we'll get Chuck. I had Pat Digo with me down there to see Chuck's mother, and when we walked out the door, we knew he was going to Auburn. And so we always think Chuck's mother sent him here, and he took care of business once he got here.
Yeah, he really did. I can remember now seeing him sitting out there in the lobby of your office when I was going in to talk, and he was going in to talk, and a lot of players went in to talk, and it was a great time at Auburn. But let's talk about current topics of interest at Auburn basketball right now. A lot of talk with Auburn being number one about Bruce Pearl and Louisville. I don't think that's a possibility at all, and there's a lot of talk now about Coach Pearl and a new contract and a new practice facility and all kinds of things. Your thoughts on those topics right now?
Well, all you got to do is be around Coach Pearl and see his enthusiasm for the game of basketball, his ability to teach, and how much he loves Auburn. And I don't think they got enough money in the banks up there at Louisville to get him to leave Auburn, because he loves Auburn, and Auburn has certainly shown his love for him, and he's got a good thing going here. The arena that he coaches in is filled every night. You can't get a ticket. The students are really, really supportive of what goes on, and they're almost like a sixth player on the team, and it's been really good, and we're in a league this year that there's some awfully good teams in there, and we've been able to fight through all of them, mainly because he's such a tremendous coach, and he's got good recruiters that bring in players that fits his style, and they're playing his style real well right now.
Yeah. What did you think about Tuesday night at Missouri? I know Coach Pearl mentioned, and a lot of people know, that Missouri is very tough, especially at home. Did you think the weight of number one affected Auburn, or was it mostly Missouri?
No, I think the weight of that is a little bit of it. But I tell you, the big thing is when a team that is big, strong, and can make it a half-court game, keep the score down, you have a better chance of beating them if it's on the road. And they certainly control the tempo of the game, and at times they control the game. But I think in this situation that talent and coaching caught up with them towards the end, and Auburn won the game. Now, that's the lowest number of points that I've seen them play in a long time, but you got to give Missouri credit for the defense they played and controlling the ball the way they did. The tempo was controlled by Missouri. The wind was controlled by Auburn.
Yeah. Both teams played pretty good defense Tuesday night. And, of course, we have Oklahoma coming up Saturday, as we mentioned several times. The Sooners had a big win last night over West Virginia, so they're going to come in at least a one-game winning streak, and they played a really tough schedule, as we heard from Coach Pearl earlier in the show.
Yeah, my way of looking at it might be a little different than what people might think, but they are a big team. They are a strong team. They are a physical team, and I think that's the type of team that bothers Auburn more than any other thing. They bang and beat, make it a half-court game. And I think that's the way you should play this team, who wants to get up and down and who wants to press you into turnovers and things like that. They try to control the ball. So I don't think this is going to be an easy game by any stretch. Now, the thing that bothers me about Oklahoma more than anything is not so much the height, as it is height and weight. They're a very big, stocky type of basketball team.
Yeah. Should be a fun game Saturday, Coach. And quickly, I wanted to ask you about Coach Cal's comments after the Kentucky game. Was that just pure frustration? And
no question.
He made the comments about making the screens illegal and all kinds of things. Is that where that was coming from?
Well, I think it's frustration. The really thing about it, John's, his teams are going to do the same thing in the same situation. If you're going to set a back pick on a guy, he cannot look at you if he's playing the ball or if he's playing tough. And the back screen has just been a part of this game forever.
Yeah.
And he had enough time to get around it, but he didn't have the quickness too. And also, he's trying to guard a guy off the dribble that was quick. So it was not a dirty play, and I don't think it can ever be seen as a dirty play, but it is a play that you could get hurt on. Now, whether it's a good thing to say we've got to take that out of the game, I don't see him ever getting enough votes to take that out, because it's not a dirty play. One player gets hurt, it's not going to make a situation where 100 players get hurt. But
right.
You talk more about it by a winner, and some people will take notice of that.
Yeah. All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us, of course, as always. Enjoy the day Saturday. I'm glad that day is coming for you, and we'll talk very soon on the show, hopefully this winter.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be with you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Coach Sonny Smith, former coach of the Auburn Tigers, and glad to have him on. It's going to be a special day for him Saturday on the Plains as they unveil that banner in his honor. When we come back, we're going to kick back and talk a little Auburn golf as Coach Nick Kleinard and his assistant Chris Williams were in town in Mobile today. And we'll talk with them when we get back on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
And welcome back in, everybody, to Tiger Talk Overtime. We are here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell. We've got college basketball on the big screens tonight. Plenty of great wings and cold beer on tap. Come on out and see us here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road. And, of course, a location in Auburn on College Street. If you're heading to the game this weekend, stop by and let them take care of all your needs for the ball game this weekend. We want to switch gears just a little bit and talk some Auburn golf right now. Coach Nick Kleinard and his assistant coach Chris Williams in town today for the Auburn Booster Club get-together just across the street here at the Country Club of Mobile. They are getting ready for the season, a possible run at the SEC, and maybe a little bit more. They're heading out to Hawaii for the first tournament of the season, which should be nice. And here's a little bit how our conversation went earlier today. All right, guys, thanks for joining us tonight. And I know you've been in town in the Mobile area today meeting with the Champions Club and some of the Auburn supporters and different things like that. Tell me, Coach, first of all, how important is that to keep in touch with those people? And just from a booster standpoint and also from a recruiting standpoint, maybe.
All right. First of all, thanks for having us on the show, War Eagle. You know, it's important. It's important to get in front of our fans and our donors and our friends of our program and tell them what's going on in our golf world, our program, our team, our schedule, kind of what we have coming up, you know, where their donations go to as well. I think that's always really important of, you know, how are we spending their money and how are we attracting the best student athletes in the country and, you know, our facility situation, et cetera. So just giving them basically a very comprehensive overview of our program and where we are right now and where we're headed.
And Chris, I know your first year with the Auburn program. Welcome, War Eagle. And tell us a little bit about how you got to Auburn and what attracted you.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been about 6-7 months now that I've been in Auburn and a little brief background. I played at University of Washington up in Seattle for 4 years and then graduated in 13, played 6 years professionally. And then kind of had a life decision to make and I was kind of looking back on my past and I had a great experience in college and loved everything about it. And so I wanted to kind of get back into college golf and sort of give back to kids that are coming up and going through the same thing I went through not that long ago. So I started at Marquette University, was there for 18 months. And then of course, Corey left and took a job at Titleist, and Nick called me in April, at first I kind of thought he was joking. I was like, well, I mean, why is he looking at me like that? You know, what do I bring? But, no, he was very serious. And I actually had never been to the state of Alabama until I came and interviewed in May. And I kind of felt like I was going through a bit of the recruiting process again and just seeing everything, seeing facilities, seeing the town. Obviously spent a lot of time with Nick and, absolutely fell in love with it. Everything about the town and the people and everyone I met, and then seeing the facility, seeing what we have, and the clubs in town. So it's been a great ride. It's as good as I expected and even better. So I've loved every minute of it. I think Nick and I have a great relationship and we feed off each other very well. So I've loved every minute I've spent here in Auburn.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Auburn. And, I know you've been there for a few months, but one thing you bring being from Washington and Marquette and I think Idaho in your prep golf is cold weather experience. So that's been good this year, right?
Yeah. Well, we've definitely dealt with a lot of it as of late too. And you know, it is a little bit different playing in cold than it is playing when it's 90 and humid. So I will say I've spent a lot of time in it. That doesn't mean I enjoy it. I like getting out of it and I like being warm and wearing shorts and short sleeves, but it is a different element playing in cold than it is when it's warm.
Right. Nick, just tell us a little bit about Chris and what you saw in him and lead us into the start of the season here. I know you guys are going to some exciting places in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, he's an incredible person. I think his, you know, his character and his integrity and you know, just the moment you get a chance to meet him, it's pretty evident that what he represents and obviously his golf background, he won't tell you, but you know, he's the best amateur in the world for over a year and a four-time All-American and a Walker Cupper, played on the World Am team for the United States. So his golf record speaks for itself, but you know, first and foremost, just how he relates with, for recruits, how he relates to the team, just obviously the credibility he has as a person and a player. And I've had numerous people that are very close to me and close to the program that, and I've had other coaches, he doesn't know this, but I've had other coaches reach out to me and say, what a home run hire that was. So, well, we're very blessed. We're very lucky that him and his wife, Liz, chose to come to Auburn because she's a key component to the whole thing as well, as Chris will tell you. And we're very blessed to have them as part of our Auburn family. As far as leading up to our schedule, you know, we're excited. We're getting ready to get some warm weather this weekend. We're headed to Hawaii on Saturday. I know the kids are excited as much as the coaches are to get there and knock some rust off and get a chance to compete. And so we'll be there for about a week. And then we get to go to another fabulous destination in the Bahamas after Hawaii. And we'll be there for about 5 days competing as well at Albany, where they play the Hero, which Tiger Woods hosts for those that follow the PGA Tour. And then we'll get to go to places like South Carolina. We host our home tournament. I'm here at Grand National March 6, 7, 8. So anybody listening to that that wants to come out and see some of the future stars of the next generation, we'll be playing March 6, 7, 8. And we play, you know, South Carolina, play in Mississippi, kind of all over the Southeast, leading up to the SEC Championship and then the NCAA Regionals and NCAA National Championship.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about Hawaii. I know, as I mentioned with Chris, going to be in the 20s this weekend, I guess, in Auburn. I know you guys haven't had a lot of chance to get outdoors, but will that be your kind of coming out party, or will you get to play a lot before that, or how does that work?
Well, hopefully be in the 20s in Celsius when we get to Hawaii, which will be in the 70s. But yeah, we've got a chance to play 6 rounds. We took the team down to Orlando last weekend, I guess. But I tell you what, it was so cold in Orlando, which is crazy unusual, but the intent was good to get them out of some cold weather, but I think it's just been kind of cold everywhere, to be honest. But you know, we're looking forward to it. We've had a chance to compete, you know, internally, we've had a chance to kind of work on our games and, we're knocking the rust off here at home. And, when we land in Hawaii, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the field out there. Who's going to be there and what kind of competition?
Oh, it's a great field. I don't have it sit in front of me, but I know like North Carolina's playing, Oklahoma State, I think Stanford, UCLA, Southern Cal, Oregon, et cetera. So the best of the best. I think there's probably about 18 teams. I'm sure there's probably 12 of them inside the top 20 in the country. So it's a chance for all of us to get in some warm weather and go out and have some great competition. And obviously we're going to compete for a championship. And the best finish we've had there is second, so we haven't won one that there yet. But we look forward to having that opportunity with a couple holes to go.
I know in the fall when we visited with JM, he was on a roll. How is he doing? Is he kind of still your leader going into the spring? And tell me a little bit about the supporting crew around him on your golf team.
Well, JM's ranked second in the country. So he's having a phenomenal season in the fall, and he'll be ready to go. He's got a phenomenal mindset. You know, his mind is probably his strongest attribute in his game. He's worked really, really hard on his game physically as well. So I know when the lights come on, that he'll be ready. The guys that his teammates are playing some pretty good golf too. They're highly skilled guys. We have a very young crew going to Hawaii. We have three freshmen, which obviously speaks volumes to the future of the program. Chris and I were talking about that the other night in a text message, and just how good it is for the future and to get these guys some reps and get them some healthy competition. And we're excited about this group. We're pretty deep as a team. We got a lot of competition internally. And we think we'll just get better and better as the spring goes on. We're ready to kind of peak in April and May.
Visiting with Nick Kleinard, the head golf coach at Auburn, and also Chris Williams, his assistant. And Chris, I wanted to follow up with you on your playing career a little bit. And Coach mentioned the freshmen on the team. And I was thinking of the age, you know, the similarity you have there with some of the guys age-wise. That's got to be an advantage, getting to know these guys. And how close do you feel to this team in the, whatever, 6, 7, 8 months that you've been at Auburn?
Yeah, the age is it's a big thing, and you know, being that I went through it not that long ago, I mean, I started in 2009, so that's not, you know, I was a freshman in 2009, so it's only 10, 12 years ago. So I feel like I can relate to them very well, whether it's a guy that's just starting college or, you know, a guy that's a little bit older that might be looking towards the future a little bit and what his life post-college would look like. Playing professionally or, you know, venturing somewhere else. So it's something that I definitely value is being so close to them just because we're close in age and we can relate very well. And you know, it's something that I felt very closely with my coach in college. And it's one reason why I wanted to get back into college golf and coaching, is just because you're so much more than just a golf coach. You're more of, I mean, really a life coach as well. Kind of helping them navigate through whatever issues come about and whatever they deal with. So in that sense, I think it's something that really helps me and helps me get to know them a lot better and get to know them personally, which obviously is going to help a lot more down the road when we need to have some maybe hard conversations and really dive into what, you know, what's going to be some in their golf game or some in their personal life that's affecting their golf game. It's not always just golf that is what's the problem. So being able to relate to them has definitely helped me a lot.
All right, the thoughts of Chris Williams there, the assistant golf coach at Auburn, and also Nick Kleinard. We'll visit more with them in just a minute. We are at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road. Tiger Talk Overtime, come on out and see us tonight. Plenty of wings and cold beer and lots of sports on the big screen. Back with more of our conversation of Auburn golf in just a minute. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back into the show. Just an update on the women's college basketball game going on tonight. Auburn topping ranked Tennessee 34-27 in the second period of play right now. We'll try to keep you updated on that one as the show continues. Right now, back to our conversation about Auburn golf. and the head coach Nick Kleinert and his assistant Chris Williams in town today. Chris, a very decorated amateur player, as you heard, a four-time All-American at Washington. And let's listen into more of our conversation and pick it up at that point.
In 2012, you won the McCormick Medal from the RNA Club in St. Andrews as a leading player in the World Amateur Golf Rankings, and in 2013, the Ben Hogan Award as the top NCAA golfer. You were on quite a roll back then. Take us back a little bit to that time and what you were feeling.
Yeah, it's nice to hear it, but it feels like it was a lifetime ago, to be honest. I mean, to go from college and then play professionally and then kind of start this new journey, it feels like it was a long time ago. And think back, 2013 wasn't that long ago in reality. But no, it was a good run. And I think for me, it was the biggest thing was just steady improvement from the time I got into school to the time I left school, which just continually got better. And I think a lot of that was based on just the support I had and the people I had around me. I think everyone in their life has someone that's important to them that really helped them get to where they are and where they were. And I certainly didn't do it alone. A lot of the accolades, were surprising to me. I never expected to win some of the awards and I guess I kind of outlived my own expectations in a sense. So, obviously very humbling to hear it again, but, it was a good run. Professional golf was a little bit different story, but, I think that just speaks back to college athletics and college golf and having people around you that support you. And then as a professional, you don't necessarily have that. And so I think having that strong support system for me was very, very important.
When you're out on the recruiting trail, do you find after you meet with a player, potential Auburn player, that they're Googling that? Do they catch on to that? Or is 2013 a lifetime away for them?
Yeah, I'd say more of the latter. Yeah. It was a long time ago for some. I mean, some of them are probably, 8 years old, 5 years. I mean, it was, these kids are young nowadays that are good golfers. So, some of them might, some of them probably don't, which is totally fine. I'd like to hope I bring a little more to the table than just that. But obviously, hopefully it gives them a little credibility. Maybe I do sometimes know what I'm talking about. I think that just goes back to the age and relatability. And obviously I went through that process not that long ago either, the recruiting process. And I remember what it was like. And I remember what it was like talking to coaches and emailing coaches it's a big decision you have to make. So I feel like all of that kind of helps me to relate to them and whether they're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, again, it wasn't that long ago for me to kind of relive all of that and sort of help them make the decision, not make it for them, but kind of realize that it is a hard decision for them to make.
Right. Nick, I know we also talked about some exciting times for Auburn golf as far as facilities. New greens at Grand National, and you're getting ready to do a little redo at the Auburn Club up there, which we were talking about a little bit. That's going to be an exciting project for you.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to close the golf course down May 16th and do about a $1.4 million redo. We've hired Bill Bergen as our architect, former Auburn golfer, does a great job. And we're excited to have him on board, and we're excited to have the ownership of the AU club is fully involved and fully supportive. And I think it's going to end up being a great product, not only for Auburn golf, but also for the members of the AU club and the community of in the city of Auburn, Opelika.
Mm-hmm. How much do you get involved in that get to give your input to Bill as he undertakes that project?
Enough where I can annoy him. Jason Duffner's involved. Will Claxton's involved. Also former players that play on PGA Tour, currently play on the tour. And, Buddy Alexander that is involved too, that's one of a Hall of Fame collegiate golf coach and a great player in his own right. And so we got a lot of, people involved, a lot of input, and we're just trying to do what's right for Auburn golf. And it's a great opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm. anything in particular you're trying to accomplish there, or do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, well, obviously we're going to redo all the greens and the collars, and we're going to add length. Obviously the kids these days hit the ball well so far. We're going to add some new tees for the women's team as well, and we're going to add some fairway bunkers and reshape some fairways, and pretty extensive redo, and it's going to be a great product when we're done.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your practice. I know you play the Tiger Invitational out at Grand National. How do you work your practice or split your practice between those two facilities and some other ones you might use?
Yeah, you know, we're very blessed and lucky to have some great golf courses here in town with Moores Mill Club and Saugatchie Country Club. The guys played over there yesterday, and it's in phenomenal shape. And obviously at the AU Club, and Grand National has the 36-hole facility. So we like to mix it up. We like to have a great variety in what we do. And sometimes certain tournaments call for a certain type of golf, and we'll kind of tend to lean towards playing more at those golf courses where we feel like a tournament calls for a certain level or style of play.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an exciting project. I know the guys will be excited to get out there and get out on the new greens at Grand National as well this year. But I wanted to ask you about a little bit off golf subject, but including golf as well, the success of Auburn basketball this year. How much does that impact the golf program and the other athletic programs at Auburn when people see Auburn on the national screen like that?
It's huge. Whether it be football, basketball, gymnastics, having SUNY here, it's just you can't put a price tag and a value on the advertising, the marketing it has. And I think there's a correlation. You look at Auburn University, you look at the number of applicants. We've had over close to 44,000 people apply to attend Auburn in the fall of 22. And I think that goes back to not only the academia, I think it goes back to the people, the town, the community, but the promotion that athletics brings to a university. But having them number one and having the opportunity to go see Jabari Smith and, you know, a potential, if not the first round draft pick in the NBA. I mean, how many chances do you have to see that in college? And Chris and I are just trying to figure out how to get his autograph. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Or how to get a ticket, right?
How to get a ticket too, but they're phenomenal. They got great guard play, and but they've been great. I mean, a lot of our recruits, they love basketball, and they grow up playing basketball. They're typically a little undersized for the game of football, but they definitely play basketball, and our team likes to go to the rec center and play the hoop it up a little bit, and they keep bugging us. They can bug Chris to death about getting some Steph Curry shoes so they can at least look the part.
Yeah. Chris, a basketball fan?
Yeah, huge basketball fan. Could never play it. Wasn't athletic enough as a kid. That's what led me to golf. But, yeah, big basketball fan. You know, when I was in school, went to a lot of games up there in Seattle, and the team was good there. And I think it kind of helped. You know, if our team was bad in college, I probably wouldn't have gone to many games and I wouldn't be such a huge fan. But because the team was good, it kind of snowballed into I follow college basketball. And, you know, I'd say one of my favorite sporting events is the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, where you got 16 games going on, different channels. I mean, I watch them all. So it'll be actually exciting to have a team to watch, and probably one of the favorites going into March. So I love it. I've been to a few games. The place is rowdy, to say the least. There's not an empty seat. Everyone's up cheering. It's such a cool atmosphere. And like Nick said, it's just that advertising and that branding is so huge. And I mean, we get texts all the time from people all over the country that are watching our games, whether it's in Seattle or it's in Idaho or it's, you know, wherever else in the country that follow us. So it's pretty special right now.
Yeah, I was watching the coverage yesterday on ESPN Plus, the new coverage there, the golf coverage, and I was thinking maybe not too far in the distant future they'll have college golf on there on a ESPN Plus channel. But, guys, thanks for joining us for the conversation, and good luck in Hawaii. I know it's going to be nice out there. I wish I was going with you.
Thanks, Doug. We appreciate you and War Eagle.
All right, the thoughts of Coach Nick Kleinert and his assistant Chris Williams in town in Mobile today. We appreciate them being with us. The women's basketball team, 39-28, upsetting number 4 Tennessee right now at halftime. We'll keep you up to date on that one. Check in at WarEagleTV.com for the latest. And we'll see you next week for the Senior Bowl. Lots of football right here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Good night, everybody.